At the end of today's message, I hope you'll head on over to my Facebook page. Just search Jerry Vitale, Platform Speaker on Facebook. I hope you'll like the page, and I hope you'll share your questions, your comments, and suggestions there as well. Everybody, this week it's time for a little self-deprecating humor in the My Bad installments of the Your Gift series. And these popular installments remind us that, number one, nobody's perfect. Number two, mistakes are guidelines and never stop signs. And number three, it's always better to learn about mistakes from OPE, other people's experience. Well, today I hope you laugh a little bit as you learn as I tell you about my worst speech ever. It was January 2002. I was the vice president of sales for Southern Living at Home, and we had just entered our second year of business. In our first year of business, we were projected to do $6 million in sales, which we ended up doing $30 million in sales, so the company was growing rapidly. We started 2002 with four kickoff meetings, one of them in Chicago, which is the one that I attended. Because of the rapid growth, we had nearly 600 consultants in the room, and then for the closing night dinner on Saturday night, they were joined by their spouses, so we had nearly 800 to 900 people there. Well, it was my responsibility to be the last speaker of the night to wish everybody great success in 2002, thank them for their participation, and send them on their way. Well, the speaker before me, Connie Ashburn, was a key leader in the company and a good friend, and she got up and did a humorous talk about gaining your husband's support for your business. Connie, with her husband Dave standing alongside of her on stage, told the women in the room that when they would go out at night to do a party, when they came home, that would be the time to show their husbands a little intimacy. She kidded on and on about eventually husbands would make the connection between doing a party and a little romance at home. But for 10 solid minutes, the room did nothing but roar with laughter. And instead of abandoning my talk and simply getting up there and thanking everyone, because the mood of the room was exactly where it needed to be to end the meeting, I moved valiantly forward with my talk as planned, and that's where the disaster happened. My inability to be flexible snapped me like a tree that does not bend in the wind. When trying to make a point of getting things done now, that the time is now, I told a story about a husband who lost a wife prematurely, and he recognized that they should have used the good dishes. They should have worn their best clothes while she was around because nobody knows how much time we have. Well, as I looked out into the audience and saw people crying, I realized that people thought that I was telling a real story about myself and my wife, Courtney. It was a downer moment for sure, and it only got worse. I went on to try to make a point about how sometimes we hold on to small things in life that keep us from the big things in life, and I told the story about how an African tribe catches monkeys by filling a coconut with peanuts. The monkey can grab the peanuts inside the coconut, but cannot get its hand out because the peanuts expand the hand. The point being is the monkey won't let go of the peanuts to save its life, and the whole room gasped as they imagined this monkey, as I said it, getting whapped over the head. Another disastrous downer moment for sure. Well, the talk just kept going from bad to worse, and at one point, good friend Angie Como leaned against the master light switch in the room, and all the lights went out for a good 10 to 15 seconds. One thing after another made up the worst speech ever. And the two final things I remember from that speech, number one, my boss, Bill Shaw, sitting in the front row saying, "What the heck is going on here?" And then, of course, next week at the Atlanta meeting, I was benched. Well, it goes without saying I was absolutely crushed, and even more so because I had fallen flat on my face doing something that I knew I was so good at doing. And finally, I guess it's become one of my favorite stories because it was such a good learning lesson for that which I dreamed of doing for the rest of my life, presenting to people. And I hope this story serves you as it serves me, always reminding me that our biggest opportunity to learn our biggest lessons comes from often our biggest mistakes, because problems are the tools by which we are shaped for greater things. Hey, everybody, thanks so much. If you like the message, I hope you'll share it. Thank you for your support through listening. And never forget, you're a gift. Happy days.